Sunnah inspired bayan. We learn to live, inspired to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ پڑھیا الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. There's a very beautiful hadith of reciting Durood and Salam upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second Khalif of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let me just mention to you who Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is. In the books of hadith and the books of Islam, it says that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the 40th person to accept Islam. So you can imagine he was from the early Muslims and his rank was so great that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, if there was another prophet after me, it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab, but there will be no prophet after me. And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the British history is known as Umar the Great. And the historians, they say that if Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the leadership for another 10 years, the whole world would have accepted Islam. That is how great Umar ibn Khattab, and he was the leader of such an empire which was around 2 million square meters, subhanallah. And no one has ever had that big empire but Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab. You can say half of the world followed, alhamdulillah, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a very beautiful hadith mentioned in Jami' Tirmizi. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, supplication, yani du'as, remains suspended between the heavens and the earth. Nothing of it ascends until you recite durood upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whenever we make a du'a, always recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then make a du'a. They say that make a sandwich of your du'a. For example, durood-e-paak in before, durood-e-paak after, in between the du'a, and that du'a inshallah will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So next time whenever we make a du'a, recite durood-e-paak, make the du'a and recite durood-e-paak again, inshallah this du'a will be accepted. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful story. I want you to listen to this story very, very carefully, and we'll see what lessons we can learn. It is said that a group of thieves once broke into a wealthy man's house to steal from him. Coincidentally, the wealthy man happened to wake up and make a commotion. So he woke up during the night when the thieves were in his house. The wealthy man, he made noise, and from his noise, his neighbors also began waking up. The thieves ran away in fear with the locals chasing them. While running, the thieves came across a masjid. They darted inside and pretended to offer salah. So they came inside the masjid and they, Allahu Akbar, they pretended as if they are offering their salah. Those people that were chasing them, they came inside the masjid and saw a group of people offering salah. So they thought to themselves, these can't be the thieves, they're offering salah. And they leave the masjid and they start chasing the thieves. Now what happened is the leader of the thieves, he started to think to himself and he says, if we did not pretend to offer salah today, we would have certainly been caught. We would have been caught out if we had not offered our salah. If the blessings of just pretending to offer salah is protection from disgrace, then if we offer our tawbah and we offer our salah, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect us from the fire of hell. Now this is just someone who was saved by Allah Azza wa Jal because people thought that they were offering their salah. Now let me give you another example. If someone was to walk inside this masjid now, what would they think about us? You know, even though there might be one person who's a really bad person, but anyone who walks inside the masjid, what is he going to think about? He's going to say, all of them are pious. Khush naseeb hain, Allah ke ghar mein baithe hain, Allah ka zikr sun rahe hain. He's going to say that, isn't he? Now just imagine if all of us were in a bad place, in Ma'azallah, in a nightclub or a pub, but one of us was a pious person. What would people say about him? Or all of us, they'll say, everyone is bad. Sare bure. Why? They're in a bad place. So salah, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, saves you from the punishment of Allah azza wa jal. And he's the master, the leader of the thieves, he says that I now repent myself in the court of Allah azza wa jal. If my Rabb can save me from humiliation because I offered my salah and I wasn't offering my salah, Allah saved me, why will my Rabb azza wa jal not save me on the day of judgment as well? And all of them did tawbah. And this, my dear Islam brothers, is the power of salah, the power of namaz. You know, sometimes we think to ourselves, what do you get out of it? What happens if you offer your salah? What is the reward? Because we can't physically see that reward at that time. Hamein us waqt na wo cheez nazar nahi aa rahi. Lekin on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that those people who offer their salah, their faces will be shining. Unke chehre roshan honge. This is what we're going to be talking about today, the blessings of salah. You must have heard so many hadiths which I'm going to be narrating. You must have heard this bayan many times before. But alhamdulillah, as they say, ma takarrara taqarrar. What is repeated again and again, yeah, inshallah, has an effect on the heart as well. Now the scholars, they mention, salah is an exceptionally sanctified act of worship. So someone who accepts Islam, the first thing that he needs to make sure is that he offers his salah. So after becoming a Muslim, the most important ibadat, worship that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us is namaz, is salah. Offering salah will lead to Allah Almighty being pleased with us. Why do we come to the masjid? Why do we read the Quran? Why do we try to do good things so that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with us? Look at the Sahaba Ikram, how lucky they were that Allah Azza wa Jal has announced it in the Holy Quran that Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. Now if we want Allah Azza wa Jal to be pleased with us, then we need to make sure that we offer our salah. Not just on a Friday, not just on a Thursday because we come to the Ijtima, not just that I feel like going to the masjid, on a regular basis, and we make time for our salah. Now this is such an important thing, my dear Islam brothers. And subhanallah, those people who have a habit of offering their salah. Now look at the blessing, especially those who are parents. You know how lucky you are. When your children offer salah, they sit in the attahiyat position and what they say, Rabbi ighfir li wa li walidayya. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. They are making dua for you. So you parents are very lucky that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, your children offer their salah, then they are making dua for you. Yakeen maniye pyare Islam bhaiyo, is cheez ka banda soche bhi na, yaar main kuch ka, sometimes it happens ke the parents, they don't offer their salah, walidain namaz nahi padte, lekin aulad namaz padti hai, lekin aulad apne be namazi walidain ke liye dua bhi karte hain. It also says, it is the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a lamp which lightens our dark graves. You know, when you bury someone in the dark grave, they say within a few days, the body starts to deteriorate. The earth starts to eat away the flesh, the gases, your stomach explodes, the blood, all your flesh, everything is finished. Within a few days, 7 to 8 days, there is nothing left inside the grave. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah, in Iraq, two sahaba ikram, their bodies were discovered. Yani there was water that came into their graves, and these two sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they came into the dream of the person, the king of the time, and they said that there's water in our graves, take us out from here. And it says that in 19, I've been to their Mazar-e-Pak, alhamdulillah, and their Mazar-e-Pak, they've got even the photos and the cutout of the newspapers. Their bodies were on display for 3 days in Iraq, and people did ziyarat. And those people that were there present, they say their bodies were so beautiful and smelling as if they just died today. You know, so this is the beauty of offering salah. Jo namaz padega, Allah Ta'ala uske jism ko salamat rakhega. Mufti Farooq Attari, just in the, you know, a few years ago, when his grave was opened due to heavy rains, and they found that, alhamdulillah, 3 years ago, Mufti Farooq Attari, rahmatullah alayhi, who passed away, his body was still intact. Usi tarah khushbu aa rahi hai. It was also, you know, seen on Madani channel. You can go onto YouTube and you can see that as well. And many, many, alhamdulillah, pious people. So, ye barakat kis cheez ki hai, pyare Islam bhaiyo? Ye barakat namaz ki hai. It is a light itself. It's a pillar of Islam. It is the key to paradise. Jannat ki chabi hai. Mercy descends because of it. Supplications, duas are accepted due to a person offering his salah. I had someone come in the other day and he goes, koi samajh nahi lag rahi, dua kabool nahi honi, I've got so many issues, I've got this problem, I've got that problem. Every time I've been to so-and-so peer sahab, I've been to so-and-so person, my problems are not removing, my problems are not finishing. The reason is, do you offer your salah? And the way he said it, he goes, panna, kaatwaat panne rane. And I said, Hazrat, kaatwaat nahi, five. Five namaz. If you cannot offer your five, yahan par jitne bhi Islam bhai hain, panch namazein farz hain. Kitni namazein farz hain? Panch. Ulama, they say, if a person is habitual in offering four, fajr, 4 o'clock, oh my God, who's going to wake up at 4 o'clock? Poon jaldi hai na ji. You know, Allah maaf kar si. And this is the what we think. And if you offer your four salah, panch nahi ho rahi, char ho rahi hain, alhamdulillah, wo phir bhi be namazi hai. Even if you miss one salah, you are still classed as a be-namazi. Why? Because you do not offer your five times salah. There is no ifs and buts for offering salah. Through salah, one attains blessings in their livelihood. Ghar mein barakat hogi. Ghar mein khair o afiyat hogi. A lot of the time, aaj yakeen maniye, pyare Islam bhai, alhamdulillah. You know, we have Dawat-e-Islami Istikhara in the UK. And we did a report the other day. We do 1600 istikhare every single month. Free of charge, 1600 istikhare. That's just over the istikhara hotline. Majority of the people that ring in, kya masail hote hain? Ghar mein pareshani hai, tang dasti hai, pareshani hai, bimariyan hai. And this is the common thing that people are coming out with. And if you ask them, are you punctual in your salah? And most of the time, 99.9% the answer is, we don't offer our five times salah. Or phir pyare Islam bhaiyo, maybe we offer our salah, but what about jamaat? Jamaat is wajib. Anyone who misses their salah deliberately, for any reason, ghar pe mehman aaye hue, something's happened, I can't make it to the masjid. We have to try to offer our salah with the jamaat. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in one of the hadiths, he mentions, if it was not for the children and women at home, I would burn the homes of those people who offer their salah at home. Unke gharon ko aag laga dun jo gharon mein namazein padte hain. Kitne aise Islam bhai hain? What reason? Why do we offer our salah at home? Maybe, you know, we've got guests at home. Maybe I'm a bit tired. Like, you know, if you are a bit tired, would you not go to work? Hum kaam nahi chhodte. Hum duniya ka koi bhi mamla ho, we don't miss that. But when it comes to salah, main aapka zehn bana raha hu, myself as well, that we need to be punctual in our salah, and men, they should come to the masjid. Offering salah on time is greater than any other action. I know, alhamdulillah, some of the people, mashallah, they work really hard. But when it comes to salah time, jab namaz ki bari aati hai, they leave everything. I've visited businesses where, mashallah, people have made prayer rooms where they go and during their work, they'll go and offer their salah. Ek taxi driver ko maine dekha hai namaz padte hue, yakeen maniye dil khush ho gaya. Woh the namaz kahan pad raha tha? On top of the car. Woh jagah hi nahi thi. Where does he offer his salah? So he's not worried about his paint work, he's not worried about anything else. He jumps on the top of the car, musalla bichaya, namaz shuru kar di. Isko kehte hain aashiq e namaz. Nothing can derive them, nothing can take them away from salah. The greatest bounty for those who offer salah is that they will see Allah on the day of judgment. Agar sawal pucha jaye na, if you know, for example, ek duniyadar banda, worldly person, you know, if you want to see your idol, your role model, whoever that role model is, it could be anyone. And if you say to that person, do you want to meet with your role model? People will pay hundreds and thousands to pay. And I've seen this as well. Have you not seen people when they go to a boxing match, when they go to a concert, and they'll pay thousands of pounds. They'll travel there. They'll pay hundreds of pounds for the ticket. Why? They pay extra just to meet that person. They pay extra just because they want an autograph. So, duniya ke liye log itna kuch karte hain. So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, just imagine if you want to see your Rabb Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment, that is only going to be through salah. Namaz padhenge, apne Rabb Azza wa Jal ki ziyarat karenge. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions inside the Holy Quran, Suratul Ankabut, verse number 45, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. This is another problem, also, you know, another case that people question us. I offer my salah, but why is it that I go back to sinning again? Kya wajah hai? Main phir gunahon ki taraf laut jata hoon. Why do I go back to sinning? Halanke Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, certainly the salah prevents evil and indecency. Behayai aur bure kaamon se namaz rokti hai. Hamari namaz, my salah, why does it not save me from indecency? Why does it not save me from committing sins? It's the salah, it will stop you, but that means the scholars, they say that our salah has faults inside it. Our salah is not proper, 100%, that our salah will stop us from committing sins. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as a Muslim, we need to understand, we need to give time to salah. Iske liye waqt nikalna padta hai. Let me just give you an example. Now we need to travel to Birmingham, we go a wedding. What do we plan? Do we do our planning? That okay, when we're at the wedding hall, most likely is going to be Zuhr time, if the wedding is during the day, is most likely is going to be Zuhr time, I need to start to plan for that. Is there a masjid near the wedding hall? Is there, could I offer my salah anywhere during the you know, any service station? So, jo namaz padte na, they will find many ways to offer their salah. Aur jo namaz nahi padte, those who don't offer their salah, yakeen maniye, wo masjid mein rehkar bhi namaz nahi padte. There are people that stay inside the masjid. They live in the masjid, yet they will not offer their salah. I went to a masjid with a Madani kafila, and the masjid had a small area next to it where they had people living on rent. So they could they pay rent, and the money comes towards the masjid. It pays for the bills, etc., which is brilliant. And the when we were there, and I said that I'm sure there's people living next door. They had a little door that went into the house. And they said, yeah, there's people living there. You could hear them. Why are they not coming for salah? Ab dekhe, masjid mein rehkar bhi namaz nahi padte. How unlucky can you be that you are living in the masjid, you're living next door to the masjid, but yet Allah Azza wa Jal is not bringing you to the masjid as well. Now, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the worst thief amongst the people is he who steals in his salah, jo namaz mein chori karta hai. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, but they do not perform ruku and sujood properly. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who offers salah in its time, performs ablution for it in commendable fashion and completes its qiyam, khushu, ruku and sujood, his salah becomes shiningly white. It says as it leaves, may Allah protect you as you have protected me. So your salah, your namaz will make dua for you as well. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that those people who offer their salah with humility, with ajizi, with sincerity. And sometimes you have people, and you know, I went to a masjid once and someone was offering his salah next to me. Wallahi al-azim, I could not finish my one rakat. He was sat there checking his mobile messages. So what happened? After the two farz of Jummah, he's done his four rakat sunnat, he's done his two rakat sunnat, he's done his two rakat nafal, and now it's time to check my messages. Bada kamai kiti hai janab, takha kuch nahi miss hui hai ka. What's all this about? We need to think to ourselves. We got a bad habit nowadays. You know, maybe someone here as well, as soon as you give salam, the first thing I need to check is my mobile. So many messages will come to you, but Pyare Islam bhaiyo, that message that comes from Allah, is that not enough for us? A certain Buzurg, Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, before Toba, he was a thief. Aap jo hai na, wo choriyan karte the. And one verse of the Quran changed him. Ek Quran ki ayat ne کہ کس طرح پیارے اسلام بھائیو ایسے شخص کو جو چوری پر مجبور کرتا تھا اللہ کا ولی بن گیا اپنے واقعہ. الم یعنی للذین آمنوا ان تخشع قلوبهم لذکر اللہ وما نزل من الحق. Has the time not come for the believers that their hearts surrender to Allah, to the one that has been sent to him by Allah? Yani ye Quran, have their hearts not surrender? So pyare Islam bhaiyo, we've heard of this bayan many times, we've heard of this so many times. It's a reminder. Wadhakir fa inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'minin. Remind yourself, always remind yourself. And this is why we come to the ijtima. This is why it's important. Isi wajah se ijtima mein aana zaruri hai. Kyun? کہ اگر ہم اجتماع میں آتے ہیں تو کیا ہوتا ہے, یو لسن ٹو دیز بیانز, مے بی ون ورڈ, مے بی دا دعا, مے بی دا ذکر آف اللہ ول گیو اس دا ریمائنڈر. یو نو سرٹن بزرگ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, ہی ڈگ اے گریو آؤٹ سائڈ ان سائڈ ہز گارڈن, اپنے گارڈن میں قبر آپ نے کھدائی. اینڈ ایوری نائٹ ہی وڈ گو اینڈ سلیپ ان سائڈ دا گریو اینڈ ہی ول ٹاک ٹو ہم سیلف. Have you changed yourself? Are you not going to keep away from sins? Kya aaj bhi guna se toba nahi karenge? And he used to frighten himself. Khauf dilate the Rab ka. And then when Fajr Azan used to come, he used to say, now Allah has given you another chance. Make sure you don't do any sins today. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, Amir Ahle Sunnat has given us nek amal. 72 questions that we ask ourselves. Did you offer your 5 times salah today? Did you read the Quran? Kitne aise Islam bhai hain, yakeen maniye, put your hand on your heart aur aap khud kahe pyare Islam bhaiyo, kya aaj humne Quran padha hai? Aaj agar Quran nahi padha, alhamdulillah main aise bande ko bhi janta hu, he has read more than 18 times siratul jinan. 17-18 martaba siratul jinan from cover to cover. It is 10 books that is read. وہ اگر 10 مرتبہ کیا 18 مرتبہ پڑھ سکتے ہیں, یار ہم 1 مرتبہ بھی نہیں پڑھ سکتے. Makes you understand, you know, there's 2 things. One is need and one is want. My need is to live in this world. My need is to go out and work. What do I want? I want the pleasure of Allah. تو اللہ کا اگر ہم پیارے اسلام بھائیو ہم یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ ہمارا رب عز و جل ہم سے راضی ہو جائے, تو رب کے رضا والے کام بھی تو کرنے پڑیں گے نا. تو قرآن پاک کی تلاوت, many of us have forgotten how to read the Quran. I'm sorry to say this. Many of us have forgotten to read the Quran. Many of us say we don't get the time to read the Quran. Kya wajah hai? We never ever forget work in the morning. We never ever forget that time with our friends, that time with our family. Sometimes people say, it's my family time. Well, Rab ka waqt hai. This is not even the time for Allah, time for yourself. Hamara apna waqt kahan hai? We give time to family, we give time to children, we give time to friends. What about your own time? Your own, you know, they say my time, wo kidhar gaya hai? Your own time is reading the Quran. Hum Quran nahi padhte pyare Islam bhaiyo, jiski wajah se hadith pak ka mafhoom hai, jiske dil mein Quran nahi, wo viran makan ki tarah hai. It's like an empty house. You know, sometimes, aaj sabse badi bimariyan mein kya log kehte hain, kal hi peni hai. خوف ہوتا ہے, آئی فیل اسکیڈ, دل میں نا کالگی ہوتی ہے, ہماری زبان میں کہتے ہیں. وجہ کیا ہے؟ ہم شاید قرآن کی تلاوت نہیں کرتے. دیر از ایوری تھنگ ان دا قرآن, ایوری تھنگ دیر اللہ عز و جل ہیز کریٹڈ ان دا ہیونز, ان دا یونیورس, ایوری سنگل تھنگ از ان دا قرآن. اور وہ قرآن اگر ہمارے دل میں آ جائے, اینڈ وی ریڈ دیر قرآن ایوری ڈے, کین اینی تھنگ بی رانگ ود اس؟ ہاں, اللہ کی طرف سے امتحان ول کم ٹو اس. ڈونٹ تھنک دیٹ آئی ریڈ دا قرآن, آئی ریڈ مائی صلاح, آئی اسٹل ہیو دیز پرابلم. وہ اللہ کی طرف سے امتحان ہے. دے آر ٹرائنگ ٹو میک یو اے بیٹر پرسن. امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, شہداء کربلا, دے وینٹ تھرو اے ویری ڈیفیکلٹ ٹائم. وہ ان کا امتحان تھا. دس از وائی 1400 years لیٹر می اینڈ یو ریممبر دیم. ہم ان کا یاد کرتے ہیں, ان کا ذکر آتا ہے, ہمارے آنسو بہ نکلتے ہیں. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو, ذرا صرف اس چیز پر سوچیں, میرے مرنے کے بعد میں ایسے بندے کو جانتا ہوں, یقین مانیے, ہز فادر پاسڈ اوے, 1 year later نن آف دا فیملیز ریڈ اینی تھنگ فور دا فادر. کچھ بھی نہیں ہے. یو ہیو ٹو ریمائنڈ, یو نو, وی ہیو فیونرل سروسز ان برادفورد داؤد اسلامی فیونرل سروسز. ان دیٹ وی آلسو انکلوڈیڈ ویئر وی ٹرائی ٹو ریمائنڈ دا فیملیز, یو نو, یور موم, یور ڈیڈ پاسڈ اوے اے ایئر اگو, ہیو یو ڈن اینی تھنگ فور دیم؟ ہم ریمائنڈ کراتے ہیں. تو مجھے ایک اسلام بھی کہتے ہیں کہ وی رنگ ون پرسن اپ اینڈ وی سیڈ ٹو ہم, یور موم پاسڈ اوے ایگزیکٹلی ایئر اگو لاسٹ ایئر, واٹ ہیو یو پریپیئرڈ, واٹ ڈو, واٹ ختم شریف کوئی دعا کوئی نتھنگ گوز نو نتھنگ کچھ بھی نہیں ہے. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو ذرا سوچیں, اف آور چلڈرن ڈونٹ ڈو اینی تھنگ سال کے بعد تو ہم یو ڈونٹ بی جسٹ اے نمبر ان اے گریو یارڈ. قبرستان گئے نا, قبرستان کیا ہے؟ دیر از اے نمبر آن ایوری گریو. ڈونٹ جسٹ بی اے نمبر, ڈونٹ جسٹ بی اے نمبر. آپ وہ قبر والا بنے کہ پیپل ول یو ول اٹریکٹ پیپل ٹو یو. داتا صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, خواجہ غریب نواز رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اولیاء کرام مزارات, وین ایور یو گو بھیڑ اتنی ہوتی ہے, رش اتنا ہوتا ہے. وائی؟ فذکرونی اذکرکم, دے ریممبرڈ اللہ, اللہ از ریممبرنگ دیم. ہم جب اپنے رب کو یاد کریں گے, ہم پیارے سمے وی کڈ بی بیریڈ ان اے جنگل فار اوے, لیکن انشاءاللہ پیپل ول کم ٹو یو. کیسے کتنے کتنے ایسے مزارات ہیں کہ اتنے دور دور جنگل میں اللہ کے ولی جو ہیں ان کے مزار ہیں, پیپل ول اسٹل فلاک ٹو دیئر گریوز. وائی از دیٹ؟ از بیکاز دے ریممبر اللہ, اللہ از ریممبرنگ دیم. تو آئیے پیارے اسلام بھائیو انشاءاللہ عز و جل نماز کے عادی بن جائیں. آج کل سیڈلی واٹس ہیپننگ, آور ایلڈرز آر ڈائنگ ان دا کمیونٹی, دیئر چلڈرن آر ناٹ ٹیکنگ دا پلیس. ہمارے بزرگ دنیا سے چلے جا رہے ہیں, ان کی جگہ پر کوئی آ نہیں رہا, ان کی جگہ جو تھی وہ خالی پڑتی جا رہی ہے. آئی واز ان نیلسن اے فیو ڈیز اگو, بیفور آئی وینٹ نیلسن, وہاں پر 9 پیپل ان دا کمیونٹی, دی ایلڈرز, دے پاسڈ اوے وتھ کرونا. کہتے ہیں دیم 9 پیپل. مسجد میں آتے کتنے تھے؟ 12-13. 12-13, 9 فارغ کر دیں, کتنے رہ گئے؟ جس 3-4, نو ونز ٹیکنگ دیٹ پلیس. تو کس طرح ہماری یہ مسجدیں آباد ہوگی؟ وی اسپینڈنگ ملینز آف پاؤنڈز آف بلڈنگ مسجد, ان کو تو آباد ہم نے کرنا ہے نا. تو آئیے پیارے اسلام بھائیو نیت کرتے ہیں, پیپل آن مدنی چینل, ویئر ایور یو آر واچنگ دس, پلیز لیٹس میک دا انٹینشن, ریمائنڈ ایچ ادر, ہو ایور دا پرسن از, آئی ایم ڈوئنگ دا بیان, اف یو سی دیٹ آئی ایم سلاکنگ آف, رنگ می, ویئر آر یو, یو آر سپوز ٹو بی ان دا مسجد. واللہ العظیم آئی ول بی ویری ویری ہیپی ٹو ہیئر دا if I be lucky enough, and that's what we need to help each other. تو نیت کرتے ہیں سارے انشاءاللہ کہ ہم پیارے اسلام بھائیو نماز پڑھیں گے, لیکن جماعت کے ساتھ پڑھیں گے انشاءاللہ. اس کے لیے ایک دوسرے کو فون کریں, رنگ ہم اپ ان دا مارننگ, حضرت اٹس ٹائم فار نماز, اسپیشلی ناؤ. فجر کی نماز کتنے بجے ہوتی ہے جماعت؟ اباؤٹ 5:15. Now it's difficult, it's going to come back again, it's going to be until about 4 a.m. it's hard, I know it's hard. لیکن پیارے سمے وی ہیڈ ایزی ٹائمز ایز ویل, ہیونٹ وی؟ راتی سے گو ٹو سلیپ 8 o'clock, ویک اپ 6 o'clock, ایکسٹرا آور سلیپ, وی ہیڈ دیٹ ٹائم ایز ویل. اب اللہ کی طرف سے تھوڑا امتحان آیا ہے, تو اس امتحان کو خوشی سے ہم قبول کریں. یا اللہ, یو گیو اس 8 hours سلیپ, ڈز اٹ میٹر؟ آئی ہیو 4 hours سلیپ, بٹ آئی ایم اسٹل گونا کم ٹو دا مسجد. آج ان شاء اللہ جمعے سے شروع کریں فجر کی نماز. اور اس کا اب جو باقی اسلام بھائی ہیں, سم ٹائمز واٹ ہیپنز از یو ول گو ٹو ڈفرنٹ مسجد. بندہ نہ سوچے یار تکے نہ آئے کوئی نہیں, سو ڈونٹ تھنک بیڈ اباؤٹ ادر پیپل, بیڈ اسمپشن از ناٹ گڈ. ہمارا کام ہے محبت سے, نہیں آئے کبھی کبھی اسلام بھائی, ہاں کتھے رہے سو, وے وے, تو اس طرح یو بریک ان ہز ہارٹ, دل ٹوٹ جاتا ہے. تو یاد رکھیے, مسلمان کا جو دل توڑتا ہے اس کی نمازیں قبول ہوتی ہیں. وہ لاکھ سجدے کرے, اس کی کہاں نمازیں قبول ہیں جو مسلمانوں کا دل توڑتے ہیں. تو ہم نے دل نہیں توڑنا, اسلام جوڑنے کے لیے آیا تھا, اسلام has come to join people. تو انشاءاللہ, اور پیارے سے ہمیں نماز کا تو ہو گیا, انشاءاللہ فجر کی نماز میں الحمدللہ مسجد بھری ہوئی ہوگی انشاءاللہ. کوئی آئے نہ آئے, میں نے آنا ہے انشاءاللہ. اور دوسری چیز انشاءاللہ, ہم نے پیارے سے ہمیں قرآن کی تلاوت کرنی ہے, 1 verse, 2 verses, 3 verses, جتنا ممکن ہو. یار وی گو تو موبائل فونس ٹوڈے, فون پر پورا قرآن اس پر آتا ہے. آپ جب بھی جائیں نہ چھوڑے نا یار ٹک ٹاک کی, چھوڑو فارغ کرو اسی کی. ہم بیٹھ جاتے ہیں وہاں پر, میں ایک جگہ بیٹھا ہوتا ایئرپورٹ پہ نا, دس گائے واز دیئر گگلنگ, اللہ خیر کا یار پاگل ہو گیا, یو نو. دین وہ وہاں پر پتا لگا ہی واز واچنگ ٹک ٹاک, یو نو, سو سم ون سینٹ ہیم اے ویڈیو. وائی وی ویسٹ ان آر ٹائم؟ یقین مانیے فضول چیزوں میں ہم پڑھیں. اس لیے امیر علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں نا, کرنے والے کام کرو ورنہ نہ کرنے والے کاموں میں پڑ جاؤ گے. سوشل میڈیا اخان سے ختم کرو, آپ اجتماعی ختم نہ کر دیں, آپ سوشل میڈیا کو کم کریں, کم کریں, اور اس کی جگہ پر قرآن پاک کی ترغیب. اللہ تعالیٰ عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. صلوا علی الحبیب.
Sunnah inspired bayan. Through the Sunnah inspired bayan.